Blog Talk Radio.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
for that great intro. Greetings, my loving friends. Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to love. Ah, yeah, we're all here at the Love Shack. It's February. Wow. We are ever closer to spring, and some of us really want that spring to happen. We are knee-deep and beyond in the cold and the snow today. But I want to invite you to sit back, relax, and listen. We are talking about following our dreams. You know, going for it. Yeah, I wish I was encouraged to go for my dreams a lot younger than I have been. I think everyone should go for their dreams. I think it's crucial for us in this world, at this time, to live at this level. The world needs our inspired ideas and creativity. It needs people who are passionate about what they're doing. Now, I believe these ideas come from a higher power. A quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer, "Your imagination is the concept of spirit within you. It's the God within you." All that science has brought us, all of our amazing art, our technological advances, our advances in medicine, in space, all of that started with imagination. Yet right now, what's on Facebook is more real to most of us than our own dreams. That's just crazy. Yeah, we're taught from a very young age not to listen to ourselves, you know, to listen to what others think we should do. We're trained this way. You know, it's just the way things are. And I remember that my son had an amazing aptitude for math. He could come up with the right answers in his head. Oh, but this wasn't acceptable. He had to show his work. Well, he had problems writing. His brain worked faster than his writing skills. This took away his innate love of math, and he believes that he just isn't skilled in math. I just wonder if there had been a better way to encourage him in math, a better way to teach him that he's still really good at math, but it's what you believe about yourself. When things are taken away from you at an early age, your dreams, your desires, your innate ability of learning, you know, it's very hard to get it back. You must fight for it, though. What if we started listening to ourselves? What would we come up with? Well, probably all manner of interesting things. This radio show was born of listening to my own heart. Yeah. My mom died last year, and while she had an amazingly long life, she was just 2 weeks short of 98. And that is almost 100 in my book. It impacted me, and it really woke me up to the fact that life is short, and I have a lot of love to give. and I need to get started. I had a job where there was no room to go anywhere. And while my coworkers appreciated me, the higher-ups in this corporation, they didn't even know I existed. They didn't even know how hard I worked. They didn't know that I gave 110% every single day, even when I really didn't feel like it at all. I realized it was time to leave. This was scary, yet I've been making pottery and teaching for many years, another passion of mine that I love, so I had a way of making money. Yet there was something else that I've always done, and whether I was conscious of it or not, I've been doing it all my life, and that is loving people. That's my gift to the world, and that's my dream, to help people love themselves more. By me loving them, maybe they can get a glimpse of how absolutely lovable they are. I started writing a book, and then this radio network, The Essence of Success, called and asked if I wanted to do a radio show. Well, I've been doing Time to Love for 5 weeks now. Yeah! And I know I am following my dream of being a public speaker. It's what I really want to do. So my question to you is, if you're not doing what your dream is, or if you are doing, what is your dream? What are you doing? So if you want to call in, the number is 1-646-727-2914. Now, if you're in the chat room, you're welcome. There is a question on the board. And I have a question for you. Are you following your dream? I'd love to hear from you. So, again, that number is 646-727-2914. So I read today about a young man who did everything he was supposed to. He put all of his experience, degrees, and life into his career, yet he hated it. It was, in his words, sucking the life out of him. He'd gone all in, yet felt like he was losing. He made a commitment to discover and follow his dream. His dream as a boy was to be a ninja. Now, that was his childhood dream. But over a course of 4 years, he quit his job in America, and he moved to Japan to train extensively in martial arts. And guess what? He wakes up now and he is loving his life. You can read all about his path on tinybuddha.com, blog/15-reasons-follow-dreams-today, and then a slash. The 15 reasons to start following your dreams today are definitely worth reading. I am also reading a great book by Tama Keeves. I hope I pronounced that right. It's called Inspired and Unstoppable. Now, Tama was a Harvard Law School graduate who walked away from the litigation department of a huge elite law firm where she was even partner. To quote Tama, "While there, I traded my life for societal slaps on the back, more money, and more grinding work assignments. I made partnership track, but I was desperate to be free, exhausted in my good, safe job, dying of meaninglessness, suffocating the life out of my creative soul. Finally, a friend asked me a vital question. If you're this successful doing work you don't love, what could you do with work you do love?" Now, Tama goes on to say, "I decided to answer that question with my life. I left the practice of law to undergo the art, practice, and baptism of listening to myself in this lifetime. I wrote about this amazing journey of transition in my first book, This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love." Now, that was from Tama Keeves, and Her second book is Inspired and Unstoppable. I highly recommend her book. She's so interesting and inspired, and she writes really well. I think being a Harvard Law School graduate has something to do with that. So what's stopping you? I'm just wondering about that. Now, I have two callers online, and I'm going to ask them if they are following their dreams. I'll first bring up, they're both from area code 253. I think I know who this is. Let's see here. And this is area code 253. Is this Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing just great.
And are you following your dreams?
Yes, actually, I am. A very old dream from when I was 13. I was nine. I was 9 years old. And I saw the movie Sybil. And I remember how Joanne Woodward helped this woman who had all this multiple personality. She had the dissociative disorder. And I remember I went and read the book because of it. And I remember thinking, I want to do what that woman does because she so helped this person's life. But that was very young, and it was many years ago. And it was on my list. I had three P's. I wanted to be either a photographer or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And I pursued all those things, except my dad told me, oh, if you're going to be a psychiatrist, you're going to have to be in therapy for a whole year, and you're going to have to pay for that. And he said, and it's like $100-something an hour. And I remember it discouraged me. And I thought, where am I going to get that money? I still got to pay for school. And it's too bad people say weird things to us. So I pretty much let that dream go. I did some photography, and I didn't pursue it great. But things happened in my life. And then finally I had, a really rough experience, and it was so devastating. And I remember sitting in my house just terrified, and I thought, man, I could have been killed. And it's like, if not now, when? I mean, when am I going to pursue my dreams? I mean, I could die tomorrow. So I did. I went back to school. I had actually paid all my bills, and I was debt-free. And that's not an easy thing to do, folks, in life. I was debt-free. I didn't want any more debt. I didn't want any loans. But it's funny how the universe works. A year earlier, before I was assaulted, I had actually applied for student loans. And I never did do anything with it. I never went back to school, whatever. I just thought, I'm just going to, work and make money and get a house. So one day when I decided, I'm going back to school because I can't just sit here and be fearful. I've got to do something with my life, and I'm going to go for what I want to do. And I went to go apply, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're already approved. And so I was able to start school within a couple of weeks because everything was already done. It was already in the hopper. It had started even before I realized it. I just didn't even – it's weird how life works. So in 9 months, it will be Dr. Berry. Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, you have definitely gone for your dreams in a very, very big way. And, it's interesting that you were talking about, people that might not be encouraging for you or might put up roadblocks, or they might have very, very interesting advice. My advice for you, for anyone, is if it's not positive and encouraging, psychically put your fingers in your ears and yell la, la, la while smiling and nodding your head, because that's not what you need when you follow your dreams. You need people that will definitely be encouraging. Now, I'm going to bring up, I think it's Lennis. I'm going to ask Lennis if she's following your dreams. Hi, Lennis.
Hi, Lydia, and hi, Brenda. Good to hear from you, ladies. Show is good. Well, I have to tell you, this really resonates with me for following your dreams. Why is because I'm a person that always believe, I don't care what age you are, follow your dreams. And my example is that when I was a young girl at 14, I didn't know I would like poetry, but I read a book by Nikki Giovanni, who in turn turned out to be a mentor for me. But anyway, after reading her book, I thought, maybe I could write poetry. And so I did through the years for weddings, funerals, births, whatever. But it wasn't until the age of 56 that I actually put a book out, Are You Ready? And it was a book of poetry. Because it's something I wanted to do. I didn't think I would be able to. Number one is age. And then number two, could I really do this and be successful at it? But you don't know until you, quote, unquote, follow your dreams. So from that, other things happened. I was like, let me see if I can sell purses. I opened a purse boutique. Also, following your dreams, sometime like Lydia says, you can have special things about you or whatever, and you don't move on those things, and it could take you to greater areas. So as I did one thing after another, I started doing some other stuff till now. I've been on the radio for 3 years, 4 years, and I didn't think that was possible, but I tried. I said, wow, that would be a dream, huh, to be on the radio like you listen to other people. And so it became a successful venture for me. So I tell anybody, don't let age stop you. Follow your dreams. If it hasn't happened by 50, don't give up. I mean, my thing is I look at, was it Grandmother Moses or something? She was 90 some years old before she became a famous artist. So age doesn't make a difference. It's what you believe in yourself, as Lydia's saying. Follow your dreams. Believe in you that you can do this. It can happen.
Yeah, it most certainly can. And you know, I wrestle with that age thing myself, and I just get it out of my head. I just push it out. You know, it's not that I know Grandma Moses made it late, and I've had a lot of great role models in my life that have done it, and I can't, you know, I'm here, and I'm alive, and I know that my Creator wants me to follow my dreams. My Creator has been pushing me, and I've been doing it in one form or the other all my life. Now, I did, you know, I shared last week I truly wanted to have a child. It was something that I wanted all my life, and I got that dream, and I did a great job at it. I worked making my pottery, and I had a shop at the time, but I also was there for my son a lot. And I never felt guilty about the time I spent with my son because I was very, very devoted to him and really, really enjoyed it. So I did that, and then I had a few jobs, and one of them was motivating women at a workout place called Curves, which specifically for women. And the bulk of our women were about 40 to 70 years old. We did have one member who was 90, Skippy. That woman was absolutely my role model and born the same day as me. She's now a 91. Just an amazing woman. She literally skipped into that club and skipped back out. She was aptly named, that's for sure. And she put some 6-year-old women to shame with the level of her working out. And I always said to her, I said, I want to be like you when I grow up, because she was a great role model, and she didn't let, and it's just in your mind. Who says we cannot launch a successful career at any age at all? That's just a false belief. That's a false belief that we have about ourselves. And that's one of the reasons we'll put up a roadblock. We'll put up all kinds of roadblocks, like, oh, I don't have the money, or, oh, I have to be in my job. Well, you know, I read you about a Harvard law school graduate that gave up a partnership in an elite law firm to do what she loves. She gave it all up. Was it scary? Oh, I know she was scared because I've read her book. You know, I know many people have done it. I've known families that have sold everything they owned and bought a boat and sailed around the world with their children. Tell me, that wasn't an amazing dream. Now, were there people along the way who called them crazy, who told them that, oh, they were endangering their children, blah, 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 blah? Well, they didn't listen, and they had the times of their lives. You know, not only did they forge an amazing relationship with their children that their children would always have, but they gave themselves and their children experience, life experience, that is so absolutely valuable, valuable for, you know, more valuable than any education in my book. That's, you know, those are just few examples. I'm sure that there are more people that probably have a lot of examples. And Lennis, I owe you a lot for starting this network. I'm glad that you don't listen. And girls, you don't look your age, and you definitely don't act your age.
Thank you. Well, you know, I just feel like as long as God has given us our strength and our mind, keep giving back. That, to me, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm doing something that I love, but also, and following my dreams, but also I'm giving back to help someone else, and that's how I grow. Because as I help you, then I help myself, then I'm growing. Because it's true, once it opened, it was like, wow, all kind of blessings and things were coming to me, and I was like, whoo, whoo. But you don't know, like you said, your dream. Look at that family that went around the world. Think of the education those children got. Oh, my God. Oh, just beautiful.
Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. That... You know, and, you know, there's another roadblock that we sometimes have. Our parents' dream for us. You know, that's one, you know, as a child, you don't want to disappoint your parents. I'm sure that that the author, Pamela Keeves, she might have had that thought, I'm going to disappoint my parents. She also cites in her book that she went to a high school guidance counselor, and she had put down that she wanted, and he specifically guided students to go to the law school of their dreams, or maybe it was a college, I don't remember. Anyway, she told, you know, he saw that she wanted to go to Harvard, and he basically said, oh, honey, you know, you're not in any special category, and you're just not going to get into Harvard. Well, she told her father that, and God bless her father. Her father said, oh, experts, schmexperts. He's like, experts, schmexperts. Just fill out the application. It's not going to hurt. If they don't take you, they don't take you. Just fill it out. Well, she did get into Harvard. She got into Harvard Law School, and they had changed their acceptance rules at that the year she decided to apply. You know, you don't know. Don't listen to the experts, schmexperts. But her father was probably very proud of her, and I'm hoping that he might not have been critical when she wanted to change her dreams. I don't know. I haven't read this in her, but I'm telling you that sometimes the people we hold close to us, we don't want to disappoint them. You know, maybe our families, you know, love our steady paycheck. They love our big house. But I told my husband a few years back, he wanted to start his own law practice. He's a lawyer also. And, you know, and he told me about it. He wanted to do that. And I told him, heck, we could sell the house. We can move. I don't really care. You know, his happiness is more important to me than any material thing. So, you know, he happened to luck out in the mate department. I'm completely supportive, and I have to say that he is completely supportive of my dreams. In fact, he takes the dogs for a long walk. Not today, though. That snow would be up to their, you know, tails. For sure, and they might get lost in a snowbank or something. So, but he's completely supportive of me, and I am completely grateful. Now, what do you do besides putting your fingers in your ears and not listening to people with well-meaning advice? Well, I say keep walking. If they're in your home, it's a little bit harder to do, but I really do feel that you have to somehow distance yourself from people's well-meaning device. And I really hope those people are not close to you, listeners, because you really need to surround yourself with loving, supportive, encouraging people. Now, I have a story about my dad. Now, my dad was critical my whole life. And at one point in my life, I really had had enough. So I wrote him a letter because I felt that he could read it over and over again, and, you know, it would be easier for me to get my point across to him. And I wrote him a letter, and I said, "Dad, you criticize everything I do." And he really did. I said, "I have friends who love and support me, and they may not agree with everything I do, but they do love and support me along the way. And if you can't do this, you have a great life." And while, you know, I was really ready to call it quits, and I wished him the best. I loved him. He was my dad. And I didn't want to do that, but every time he criticized me, it was like a knife in the stomach for me. In fact, when I told him I was going to get married, he was critical of that. You know, I mean, you'd think that a parent would be supportive and loving, even if it's the wrong guy. What are you going to do? You know you're not going to change your kid's mind. So, but, you know, to his credit, he wasn't the most loving and supportive dad I wanted, but he definitely tried, and he didn't close that door, and I'm so proud of him for that. I imagine that sometimes his tongue was quite bloody from biting it over the years, but I feel that when you are on this path, sometimes it is by yourself, and you must walk the lonely path of all visionaries. But I want you to know that you're never alone, because I believe the universe delights in helping us along the way. I love many quotes. There are many quotes, and I put them up for the show. And I believe what Lena said, that the universe seems to help us. It's just absolutely amazing. And even that author, Tama Keeves, and Dr. Dyer, and all the great people that I've read about that followed their dreams, you know, was it easy? No, I won't say that. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not always easy. Sometimes you wonder, you know, what you did giving up that job or any security that you had. But it is always more fulfilling than, you know, feeling dead in a job that you absolutely hate, or on a track that someone else picked out for you. Maybe a well-meaning parent, you know, they discouraged you from being an artist because they were afraid that you might not make enough money. And while that can be loving and concerning, if your passion is to be an artist, I say go for it. Go for your dreams. This week I spent a morning with high school students doing a pottery demonstration, and I told them that, and I told them that I love them. And I used to say, well, you know, you can make a decent living, or you might want to do this as a part-time thing. But this time I changed it. I told them, I said, you go for it. If this is your passion in life, whether it be making pottery or painting or dancing or singing or acting, you go for it. If you want to be an engineer more than anything, do it. You know, who am I to stop the next Isadora Duncan or Picasso or anybody for that matter? You know, go for your dreams. I feel like now is the time. It's the same thing as time to love. And it all fits in. It's time to love ourselves and to give ourselves permission to go for our dreams. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to look for you, but I really hope that you call in. You can call in now. That number is area code 646-727-2914. I'd love to hear from you because it's important for us to share this. To maybe share how we failed, share how we've succeeded, all of that. You know, I'd like to say that, you know, I had a national or international, well, I do have an international radio show. You can listen to this show in the archives anywhere in the world. You can listen live on the Internet. It's great. I think Blog Talk Radio is absolutely amazing. What do you guys think? Lennis, you got some ideas about Blog Talk? You've been on for 4 years.
I love it, love it, love it.
Isn't it amazing?
We reach so many people. People don't. Sometimes you don't even realize you reach people from the East Coast to the West Coast, and sometimes even around the world.
I know.
Yeah.
That just blows me away. And, you know, I'm not saying anything new. I'm really not. This information has been around for a long time. But it's finally, it seems like it's getting, it's like the world is speeding up or something. And people are wanting more out of their lives. And I feel like it's all out there. And I'm just another venue to bring these ideas to you. Like I said, you can Google Follow Your Dreams, and a lot of things come up. It's pretty amazing, and that's where I found that young man who dreamed of being a ninja in his early years. Now he's in Japan, and he says he's loving life. He's loving the culture of Japan, and just, you know, it's very interesting to read that. And what about you, Brenda? How do you feel about following your dreams? Is it easy?
Well, I would say it hasn't been easy. No, I mean, I had to take 2 quarters of statistics. That ought to tell you everything. But
you're a better woman than I, girl.
I wrestled with that, and my dad was supportive when I would call up and I'd say, I just don't think I could make it. And it's like, if I had a gun, and he's like, go on. It's like, you're in there, you're doing it, get. You know, he just, in his old curmudgeon, old coot kind of way, which I call him to his face, and I love him dearly. Mm-hmm. But now when he talks about just even that little bit, he talks to other people about his daughter. Yeah, she had statistics. She said it was pretty tough. And he says every time I tell someone about that you took statistics, they're like, oh, that's rough. But I want you to hear, anybody who's listening to this and you haven't taken statistics, it is so much easier than I thought. It literally is. It's just I built up this absolute monster fear of it. And the thing is, if you knew that most of my classmates came to me to work out problems, you'd be thinking, how was it a problem for her? And mm-hmm. It was all the way that I set my frame of mind. I mean, I helped them because I believe in, you know, helping people. And then I would do my stuff, and by then I'd be just tired. So, yeah.
You know, that is another thing that I truly believe in. I believe in service to others. And I feel like if you have some service that you want to do for mankind, womankind, peoplekind, I think that it's accepted. The universe really helps. I like the story of Mastin Kipp, another hero of mine. He's a young man, and he's saying the same things a lot of people say, but he is reaching a very young audience, and he has the Daily Love. In fact, if you go to www.dailylove.com, you can sign up for his Daily Love. I can't believe this young man. His energy is amazing, and he writes a blog every single day, and it's encouraging, and he puts other bloggers on there. And they actually all talk about the daily love. Same thing I'm talking about. Time to love yourself. And, you know, he has amazing quotes. It's all uplifting. And it all really and truly helps. And I feel like Thoreau, he definitely had a great quote. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined. And that was said quite a long time ago, but it is absolutely true. And where would we be if people didn't go confidently in their dreams, to, you know, following their dreams? You know, people wouldn't have, you know, come to America and forged all the way across from the East Coast to the West Coast, you know, homesteading and, you know, making towns, which eventually led to cities, all of that. And people that, you know, had the dream of electricity. Electricity was always there. It was always there. But someone, well, we know who, a few people actually were working on electricity. But they brought it to life with their dreams, with what they imagined. You know, it is just, it's crucial to let your imagination go and to follow it and to, you know, think of these things that have never been thought before. How about people that have an idea? They might have even been sleeping. In fact, you know, dreams are sometimes not only in your awakened life, but your actual dreams. You may wake up with an idea to solve problems, to solve energy problems. Tesla was an amazing man who had yes. all kinds of ideas and dreams. I actually, one of my gurus in life, Rudy, he used to, he'd wake up, he had a notebook right next to him, and he would jot down things. He was constantly inventing things and working out problems, and they came to him in his dreams. It's very important you listen to your dreams. You know, sometimes they're all jumbled, but I do believe that sometimes spirit, angels, whatever you want to call it, God is talking to you in your dreams. And it's important to listen. A lot of this happened to me when my mom died. I actually got a lot of dreams and psychic nudges. You know, I would all of a sudden walk past, even in the grocery store, I'd walk past a book and open it up, and there were words of wisdom. It was like it was just speaking to me, and it's constantly happening now. I have lots of journals full of ideas and writings, and you know, my computer is getting full with my ideas for my book, and I'm putting it all together. But I'm constantly getting encouraged every single day by things. You know, it's out there. You just have to reach for it. You have to decide, I am going for it. And make sure that you are telling the people that count about this. You know, Brenda happens to be one of my most encouraging friends. And we get together on by phone quite a bit. Sometimes Lennis is there too. She is a great encourager. She is of service. She is doing an amazing service in her life, not only with this network, but constantly, because she spreads the love around. You know, I just, you know, I love you ladies, and I'm really grateful for this encouragement and this chance to do the thing I absolutely love, and that is encouraging everyone confidently in the direction of their dreams. So if you would like to call, I would like to remind you that that phone number is 646-727-2914. And I am really grateful, even if you're listening live, some of you are listening on your computer right now, I'm really grateful for you. And I'm also grateful for anyone that listens after the fact. We have some great shows in the archives. You can listen to any single one of them. Some of them may speak to your brilliance. They might speak to the love that's in your heart. They may give you an idea of what's happening on the earth. We have a psychic show that's very interesting. We have fun shows. So I'm hoping that you are enjoying this. And, you know, maybe if you don't call this time, you'll call the next time. I do want to keep talking about living in your dreams and going the right direction and inspiring, getting inspiration. You know, you have to dare to have your own adventures. You know, what you know and what is safe is not always the best path to be on. I actually have a great story. It was by Richard Bach, and it was in the beginning of, oh, I'm blanking on the name of his book, but it was the book with the feather on it, the feather on the it's in there. It's in my mind. But the story is what's most important. Oh, Illusions. It was called Illusions. And it was a book that I read a long time ago, but it's still, you know, still in my mind. But he tells a story. It's a parable or a story. And, And it's really interesting, and it's about a group of fish that live on the bottom of the river. And they cling to rocks and twigs because that's what they were taught to do. They cling to that way of life. And one day, one of the fish says, you know, if I keep holding on to this way of life, to this rock, I am going to die of boredom. And what would happen? He asked the other fish, what would happen if I let go and let the river carry me, you know? And all the other fish are like, oh, they gasp. They're like, oh, well, you will be surely hurled down the river to your exact death. It's not going to work. You know, there's all kinds of terrible, frightening things down that river. And our way of life is to hold on to the bottom of this river, hold on with all of our might. Well, that fish decided, you know, I'd rather be dashed to death by the rocks than to keep holding on one more second. And he lets go, and the river dashes him about. And it's scary, and it's dark, and it's different. And he still lets the river take him where he wants to go, which is down the river. And eventually, the river calms down, and it's beautiful, and it delights in letting him have new experiences and just strolling along and meeting other fish and just having a different kind of life. And I want to say, you know, sometimes it is scary to let go, to let the of life let us you know, have new experiences. But for myself, I would surely die of boredom. And I truly love what the river gives me. And, yeah, sometimes it's a little rough. Sometimes I'm pushed down. I can't keep my head above the water. And usually at that time in my life, someone reaches in and supports me in a loving way. And it's fun, and it's a journey. But it is fun. And, you know, if life is not a daring adventure, I don't think I want to live it. I hear you saying, yeah, Lennis. Or Brenda.
I wanted to tell you, ladies, real quick, you know that 90% of media, there are more people listening to the radio today than it is watching TV. I don't know if you ladies were aware of that, but it is statistically. More people will tune in to radio shows now than they will watch the TV, and I think one of the main reasons is they're tired of the BS. So right on, ladies.
I agree with that, Lennis. I definitely agree with that, and I learned so much. I have you know, checked out other radio shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I would rather listen to positive things. In fact, Brenda called me the other day, and I had actually listened to the radio. And was it positive? Not too much of it was positive. And I was glad she called me and got me away from that radio. I try to listen to very positive things, either Blog Talk Radio or one of my books on tape. And both Brenda and I are listening to Dr. Dyer on tape, and he has many words of wisdom. So do many people. And, you know, and even Dr. Dyer is on the radio. There are other radio places besides Blog Talk. There's Hay House has their own radio station, and there are wonderfully uplifting, encouraging people that are talking on that, and they're all going for their dreams. It's just, I could have called the show Time to Dream. But I choose to call it Time to Love because I am a lover. That's who I am. What about you, Linda?
Well, I just was going to say with the river and letting things flow and this process, I believe that it actually takes you somewhere beyond what you probably ever imagined. And there's just something about when you're bobbing up and down and you think, and it's scary, but, you know, I don't, if you've ever been through some little bitty rapids in a canoe, or you've been on a water slide or anything like that, and you got to the end, or a roller coaster, and you think, oh, my, you're screaming your head off, or you're terrified, or you feel that, I'm drowning, all those things where you're just panicky, and then at the end, that exhilaration you feel that tells you you're alive and you're no worse for the wear. In fact, you're better. I mean, that letting go and letting God process will take you to much greater places than just treading water somewhere, holding on tight for fear that of what's around the corner. What's around the corner, I believe, even when we have negative experiences, I talk about that a lot, that things seem really bleak and they seem really dark. But I know for a fact all three of us that are talking at this moment have had some serious, serious dark days. But even so, around the corner was beyond what we thought would be so great. And yet at the moment we think thing is lost. And what's lost is actually the old self and ways of our life that will not serve us in the future.
But I truly do think that that's that big technology boost. You know, you can use anything as a tool, and tools can be used for good or bad. And I use, you know, some people are really down on Facebook. They don't like Facebook, but I use it as a tool, to elevate people. I'm very encouraging for all my friends on Facebook. I love to, you know, put in words of wisdom when someone is feeling down, because as you said, Brenda, I have been in a dark place before, and it, you know, it's great to have someone to lift you up and to show you, hey, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone. And the man, Mastin Kipp, the young man who has the daily love, he actually walked away from a music career. He wasn't a musician. He was more of a on the promoting side. And he had dark days of the soul. He actually was an addict for a time. And then he started walking his path of what he really wanted in his life, following his dreams. And for a while, he had to couch surf, you know, and he couch surfed on the people that own the Huffington Post. He ended up on their couch, their sisters, and I'm sorry, Arianna Huffington, and he was on their couch for a while, and they encouraged him. And he found people that definitely encouraged him, and he started this blog, and he would blog. And he built up, slowly built up his people watching his blog, signing up to get his blog daily. And just out of the blue, somehow, his membership went from a small number, I want to say 6,000. I hope I'm not, I know it was a small number, not too small. I'd love to have 6,000 listeners or followers. So, you know, come on, start listening. And but anyway, he went from 6,000, and somebody tweeted one of his quotes, and who saw it but Kim Kardashian? And she retweeted it, and it was like overnight he had about 1 million people that were signed up to him. So, you know, it's amazing. Technology is a tool. And if you're, you know, playing games all day long, or if you're, you know, looking at things that, you know, don't serve your higher purpose, you know, it can be a bad tool. But it can also be an amazing tool. And that's what I choose to use it for. I learn from it. You know, like I said, you can Google anything, and you can get all kinds of stuff from it. And, of course, you got to weed through what's BS, just like you have to weed through television. You know, I tend to love to listen to the Oprah Network, especially on Sundays. Oprah has Soul Sundays, and she has masters on her program. She interviews them, and you can certainly get uplifted. It's like going to church on Sundays. In fact, I think this Sunday there's a full lineup, and Brenda is really good about recording it. I'm less than good about recording it, but I'm going to have to look at it. I think she's got 10 hours. And, you know, I know the Super Bowl is tomorrow. In fact, I know at least two women that are on the air with me right now that are probably going to be paying attention to it, even though they might not be complete football people. And we happen to be on opposite teams.
Yes.
May the best team win. They're in Seattle, and I'm in Denver, or around Denver, in Boulder, and I'm going to a Super Bowl party, and, you know, just I think it's going to be an awesome game, ladies. I think it's going to be really fun and maybe really close, and the best team will win. You know, I'm not that invested in it, although I love Peyton Manning. He's a noble – he's got some class. That man has some class. I really like it. They try to trap him with questions to talk some – bad mouth about any team, the team he used to be on or whatever, and the man is classy enough to never sling the mud. You know, he
that's because he's all about the game. He's all
about
the game.
He is about the game. And he has definitely made me just a little bit more interested in football, but I will confess, you know, it's not my game, but I will love watching it tomorrow. I'm going to be there. And I know you ladies will be looking at it, too. And I'll, you know, secretly inside, I'm going to be at a Bronco party. There might be a few Seahawks fans there. And secretly, if you guys pull ahead, I'll be glad. Because, you know, to me, it's how you play the game, how you love what you're doing, you know. And those guys, hopefully, they're all loving what they're doing. I really think that's what I get from Peyton Manning, is that he truly loves the game.
Well, my sister and I were talking quickly last night, and I said, yeah, well, you know, the Seahawks win. She said, we've already won. We're there. And I said, I know, sister, I'm totally on board with that with you. This is already a win-win game. We all love Peyton. I mean, if you don't love Peyton, then you're probably kind of – you're like somebody who doesn't like golden retrievers. And and as far as – the Seattle team, you know, no matter what you want to say about, they're a young, hungry team, and you want to encourage young people in their dreams to move forward. You know, you don't want to squash them down. People put them down, whatever. Hey, you know, that's really your problem if you put anybody down. But Seattle is going for their dreams, and this is huge. This is
huge.
With the newer coach, with the newer team. I could get emotional, but I choose not to. I'm choosing to, you know, hold it in. I really believe that Seattle has worked very hard for this. And so
I agree.
Why this is a win-win game, because this isn't a situation where we see, you know, bad-mouthing, you know, mean motor scooters who, you know, kicked everyone around and made it. We're talking about two teams that really, they came back, you know, they came forward. And especially Manning, who had all the issues he had with his injuries. He's not dead and gone. I mean, it covers the things you're talking about. Age has nothing to do with it. You know, people's perspectives of what you can and can't do have nothing to do with it. And so whether you're younger or older or somebody says you're incapable, listen, it doesn't matter. It's what you see and you think and you put your effort towards in your life. That's what it's all about. Empowerment, people.
Empowerment to go for your dreams. And you know, one thing I like about the Super Bowl is when they give you the side stories sometimes. Sometimes it's like, what the heck? You're just talking to hear yourself. Some of the announcers are very good with the little side stories. And you know, these are people that are, you know, they've worked hard all their lives, and even if they're young, you know, and they're living and they're learning, and like you said, they're holding on to their dreams. And this is
I just want to excuse me for interrupting you, Lydia. There's a player,
please.
I cannot think of his name. He's deaf, and he plays for the Seahawks. I mean, they've had him in the national news. But his dream was to play football, no matter what. Even though they told him, you can't hear. How are you going to play? But look where he is today. He'll be on. He's playing tomorrow. But two kids, because of him, there were two twin girls. I don't know if y'all heard that in the news, and they're deaf. Well, anyway, they got in touch with him. I guess it was like a little video or something went viral. But anyway, you know, he was happy for them, for their accomplishments, too. They're young girls. I think they're elementary students or junior high. But anyway, he was so impressed by the letter that they wrote him, and they finally got to meet. He gave them two tickets with their parents to Super Bowl.
That's the kind of stuff I love.
Following his dream, he paid it forward. Here's two little kids, God knows from where, but anyway, because they also are having their challenges being deaf, he's like, let me do something for these two young girls, just, you know, to let them know I understand. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing for him to do that. You know, he said, your parents too.
So, the player's name is Derek Coleman, and high five you. Yeah, absolutely. You got our...
Oh, high five you. And, you know, many of your sports figures, you know, some of them have problems. Power and fame, they have many tests along the way. I hate to be critical of anyone, and but they do pay it forward. A lot of them pay it forward in big, big ways, ways that they don't even let the media know about. You know, they're encouraging the youth and everything. So, and, you know, I'd love for them all to be role models and to live great lives. But like I said, you know, we all have our tests in lives. And some people, they may falter, they may fail. And, you know, even, you know, I didn't talk about it. You know, are you going to fail while you go for your dreams? Probably. You probably
will. Oh, yeah. Don't. Oh,
but
yeah.
You know what? You get up and you go again. That's part of living. You know, we can't all be, you know, I don't know, a golden child where we never make a mistake. I don't even know if you're living if you never make a mistake. mistakes are part of learning. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn and grow, and in my book, love, of course. Now, I do want to, I can't believe, ladies, you guys are two of my blessings in my life, and I am grateful for both of you, and the time has just flown by. So I want to take just a minute or two to remind everyone to tune into the Essence of Success Networks. We have a lot of great shows. This Tuesday, listen to BYO Brilliance, and this show will be about the brilliance of vision boards, and that's Brenda. Vision boards are very powerful. I'll probably be talking about them at some point. Maybe I'll learn something with Brenda about them that I didn't know. Wednesday is free psychic readings, and Lennis and sometimes Brenda will do that show together, and I did learn. I tuned in this week and learned a whole lot. You know, do it. It's free, and it's powerful. Thursday is Filmcology, and we're going to be discussing a movie that, it's an amazing movie. Now, I think Brenda has deemed February as the love month. It is the love month. Now, I want the love year, but, you know, we'll follow the trend, and definitely February will be the love month, and she'll be discussing the movie When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yummers.
Yummers for sure. That's going to be great. Now, don't forget, we've got Friday afternoons with Traffic Jams. That's with Lennis. And she really gives you a half an hour of varied music that will sure to put a smile on your face after your hard week. Lennis also has a Sunday show, and usually they're talking about what's going on in the world, but this Sunday they are taking off. So I would like you to check out our website at www.blogtalkradio/Lennis. You can get our full lineup there. You can also listen to archives, some really great shows. I think this is going to be about it, ladies. Again, I thank you so much for your time and your loving energy. You guys are love goddesses, that's for sure.
Great show, Lydia. Great show. I enjoyed you and Brendan. I'm sure people that didn't call in are definitely listening to this show, so trust me, I'm sure you have high stats.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. You guys make it a delight. We got 8 seconds. Brenda, you want to say goodbye?
Yes, and my motto for this month is love, love me do. So get out there and do it.
Excellent. We
however
love you
that
guys.
Happens in your life.
You guys have a great day. Thank you so much. And until next week, make sure that it's your time to love. Love yourself. Adios.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.